Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo, yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo.
Hey.
And Mr. Goodly.
And Mr. Goodly.
It's on. It's on. Yo,
chill out, 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 chill out.
And it is chill out,
and it's on, it's on.
It is chill out,
and it's on, it's on, it's on.
Chill out, 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 chill out.
And it's on,
chill out,
and it's on.
Use a hoe, use a hoe, silent hoe. When you called his phone, did he pick it up?
No.
'Cause we was making love. Did you meet his mom? Have you met his kid?
No.
Didn't you know my kid was his?
Get your shit together, you're making a fool
of yourself, yeah.
It don't matter if he spends the night his home
somewhere.
Ain't you tired of being on the sideline? Tired of getting yours after I get mine? Baby, second place don't get a prize. When you gon' realize you're wasting your time? Baby, ain't you tired of him getting in it real quick and rolling? Ain't you tired of spending all the holidays alone? Tired of being this little sideline hoe?
Do we take you out? Do we foot your bills?
No.
'Cause I know what his balance is. Have you been to his church? Do we ask you to pray?
No.
'Cause Sunday's family day.
Get your shit. Together you're making a fool
of yourself, yeah, yeah.
It don't matter if
it's somewhere else, yeah.
Ain't you tired of being on the side?
Being
by the side. After I get mine. Second place,
second place.
When you gon' realize you're wasting your time. Ain't you tired of spending all the holidays alone? Tired of being this little sideline hoe? You got benefits,
no.
Credit card,
no.
House keys,
no.
Then you're the sideline hoe. Do you get pillow talk,
no.
Held at night,
no.
If you don't make this breakfast, you're the sideline hoe. Do you got benefits,
no.
Credit card,
no.
House keys,
no.
Then you're the sideline hoe. Do you get pillow talk,
no.
Held at night,
no.
If you don't make this breakfast, you're the sideline hoe.
Ain't you tired of being on the side?
Use a hoe, silent hoe. Use a silent hoe, silent hoe.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, what's up?
We also got Mr. Prime Time. What's up?
What's up, what's up?
Nothing much, nothing much. All right, you guys, y'all got to liven up. Come on, like, be exciting. We're talking about sideline hoes tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, other woman. Did y'all like that song I played? That was nice, right?
Yeah, was that you, Jasmine? That sound like you.
No, that was Monica. That was Monica.
Oh.
All right, you guys, great show planned for tonight. But as always, before we get into any details, I got to hit you guys with the shout-outs. First and foremost, of course, all praise and thanks and glory goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for just being Him. Just waking us up every morning and putting us to sleep every night. So shout-out to Him. Also, shout-out to the Six Man Radio team. Love you guys always. Mwah. And also, shout out to the listeners that call in and kick it with us every week. I'm definitely trying to do, like, something spectacular for, like, the Tell All Radio, Six Man Radio biggest fan. So I'm going to get some details. I'm going to get some ideas together. And I'm going to hit y'all with that coming sometime soon. It should be very interesting and fun. Also, our word of the day, which is infidelity, the action or state of being unfaithful to a spouse or other sexual partner. And our quote of the day, which is, I think you still love me, but we can't escape the fact that I'm not enough for you. I knew this was going to happen, so I'm not blaming you for falling in love with another woman. I'm not angry either. I should be, but I'm not. I just feel pain. A lot of pain. I thought I could imagine how much this would hurt, but I was wrong. Bye. I hope I'm saying this right. Haruki Murakami. Yeah, Murakami. I think that's how you say it. Look. I think that's it. But anyway, which brings us into the topic for tonight, which is the other woman or the other man, depending on what your preference is. I'm going to be asking questions like, if you got pregnant by the other man, would you get an abortion or keep it? Also, we're going to be asking, who's at fault, the other woman or the man? The other woman or the man or the other man or the woman that cheats? I'm kind of confusing. I know y'all probably like, what? But I'll explain it a little further on. Also, we're going to be asking questions, are you considered the bad person if you know you're the other woman? Ooh, that's a good one. You definitely are, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's
anyway, we'll definitely get more into that in a minute, and we'll, you know, go into depth and detail about that question. Also tonight we have STS promo artist Richard Bankhead, who was born in Michigan, now residing in Cary, North Carolina. He started rapping at the age of 11. He's mostly influenced by DMX, which is my favorite rapper ever. So, like, Richard, you're so cool right now to me. He's definitely has talent. He's a great rapper. I'm super excited to have him on the show tonight. I actually got a chance to listen to his track, which is called Grown and Sexy, and it's definitely, definitely grown and sexy. So I'm excited about that. Get excited, you guys, because tonight is hump day. That means everybody should go hump somebody.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. Just keep the love going. I'm just saying.
That's what.
But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to jump into some DJ Prince. His little mixes he got going on. He definitely keeps them coming every Wednesday. So definitely stay tuned. And if you want to get in on the conversation, the number is 646-478-3599. So we're going to get into some music, and we'll be right back. Tell our radio, stay tuned.
Serving these streets, mixtape.
I specialize in doing things that y'all do okay. Cause y'all do lame. And the boys still drop bombs, motherfuckers, so they call who's
I'm dropping bombs on y'all next man.
I'm in the league of my own, the freshman. The skip boss, feeling straight to the pros. Oh, grand loss, me coming straight
in your
home. And taking the game control, then it made it
salute,
my own.
See
the coolest dude ever. The way that I incorporate the shoes is so clever. I go tough as leather. And the boy got a flow so cold that
serious,
I went and bought
serious
a nigga two sweaters.
When I hit the room, everybody wanna stop and look. I'm hot, fuck a stylist, I gotta cook. I want racks from every promoter that's trying to book. And if his girl like the verse, I'ma try to nook. No skinny pants, Vans, or a fanny pack. That ain't hip-hop, wonder where it's hiding at. Probably with my J's, 40 cal, and my chronic sack. I get bread, ammo head, and a fitted cap. He is IJ to the ID. Oops, I mean DI. Yeah, nigga, too fly. And I don't look down on you niggas, unless I'm on the flight looking down on you niggas. Visa, I'm everywhere you wanna be. Caesar, King Sally, all I toss is green. I'm the definition of perfection. Beat the law of gravity, can't stop my progression. Vivid, 2020 vision. The message clear cause I flow with precision. Sex symbol, ladies love Cool Jake. Usually in all black, today I'm
yo,
on my cool
did I mention
gray
that I'm the shit? I ain't mentioning what I spit. Unlimited bars, it's like I'm sticking with Sprint. Gotta triple my money, I'm doubling on my chips. And these bitches licking it for me, it's just to get up they rent. Most of y'all is pussy, y'all niggas taking offense. And how you make enough money if you don't make enough sense? Listen to what I mean and everything that I meant. I gotta be on my job, you niggas is just some tents.
Ay, smooth dude, Ice Cube with old shake juice. Gray coupe, black suit, gator boots. Fedora steel cock, still saying fuck these dudes. The phase I'm on is 10, you niggas at 2. KP on that fresh shit, all black, gray fitted, matching kicks. Hand a little numb, I think I need to ice my wrist. Pull back so your girl can breathe a little bit.
Fuck what everybody doing, I'm a trendsetter. Change the color of my money so it spend better. You little niggas call it swagger, but I've been fresher. Especially when you see me strutting in them 10th letters. For every sucker in the game, I have a vendetta. I will hustle in Japan, nigga, yen getter. Picture me finishing the game without a win, never. I smack the shit out of defeat and offend pressure. Black Gov took it over with a thin effort. And the way we grind enabled us to spin cheddar. Like Truth say, we on a new phase. Since everything's black and white, guess I'll be cool gray.
Like that! Like that!
Serving these streets, mixtape, mixtape, mixtape.
2 a.m. Shit, we even leaving the club. In the studio. Get some pussy, man. Or doing what we do. That's what time it is.
From the time I hit the dough, it was double looks, double shots, and double the love in the VI box. Sip something with a boss if you want to do something unusual. But like with me, you can go. I had your mind blew away more than a cush that I'm rolling. About 8 shots in and now my dick's all swollen.
Black
girl, from the way that her body is molded. A friend licking her lips saying she ready to go. And
hey,
I
picture, man.
Pop the sweet, hit up Jake Diamonds, let him know what's on the floor. I got a couple of hot ones that's embellished. Fold with little when primely work the middle with the legs of the screens turn to giggles. Ha ha ha, how do you want it? I'm that nigga with a strong ass back and my fuck game's a killer. Plus I'm high off this cushion, I'm drunk off this liquor. Got me going there hard and I'm trying to squeeze your liver.
After the club, won't you text my phone cause I'm in the mood for love. 2 a.m. after the club, I ain't trying to find this thing. I just wanna fuck.
King Suite at Deluxe or that big slab. We on the west, D-boy swag. And the white bills love me, got the moves like Jack.
Okay.
So let me finish up my drink and I'm out. Hit my nigga back, I got a set of twists from the south. I'm in route.
What you packing?
Lead the weapon, gang lover. Got the streets in the back playing with each other.
Uh-oh.
Looking like it's gonna be a long night. Straight to the street, I ain't trying to talk, I'm on strike. They in the elevator, coming out, they hit. Stuckin' on my neck, ladies, please, no shit.
After the club, won't you text my phone, cause I'm in the mood for love. 2 a.m. After the club, I ain't trying to front and stand you. I just wanna fuck, I just wanna fuck.
If I could forget him.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back, and we're going to jump right into the conversation for tonight, which is the other woman. I have a question. So we're going to start with this question. If you know you're the other woman or you're the other man, and you know this, is it your fault? Like, should you be the one to blame? Because you're allowing this to happen. And you already know this girl or this guy has a man or a woman. You think so?
I think so. Because if it weren't for you, then I don't know. I just do.
Well, I mean, first off, if you already know that you was the other woman or the other man, you should already know how to handle that type of situation. If you didn't know, then you would try your best to try to figure out, like, do I want to be considered as the other woman or the other man, or do I want to live my own life and be with someone that is going to love me and not be the other woman or the other man?
But my thing is, okay, I feel like, I don't know, because I've been the other woman, but I've always been the other woman that never knew that there was another woman. But there was a point in time where,
well, that
I
wasn't
actually,
your fault.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but there was a point in time where one time I actually did deal with someone and I knew that there was a main woman. And then it's kind of like I caught a little bit of feelings, and I was just like, you know, I want you to do this. I want you to treat me like your main girl. And I think that that's what kind of makes it a little shaky, because sideline women want to jump into that main woman position.
Yeah.
When they already know that this person has someone.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like maybe the guy, and then I get a lot of guys who are like, I'm not happy. She doesn't make me happy anymore. I'm not satisfied with her. It's like, okay, why don't you grow some balls and leave then?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why have another woman on the side? For what? And one thing I hate is when women confront me. I hate that so much.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that either, because you need to check your man. That's what you need to do.
Exactly. Kind of like, you know what? Like, I didn't know about you, but you calling me.
Okay.
Like, seriously. I know I told y'all this before, but I had this woman call me and was like, are you talking to my husband? And I was just like, who's your husband? And she was like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, I mean, we talk, whatever. But I didn't know he was married. She was like, well, yes, he's married, and I'm taking his clothes out the closet right now. And when I get my divorce, I'm going to have the lawyer subpoena you to come to court and blah, blah, blah. I said, first of all, boo, I haven't even slept with your man, so I really don't feel, I don't see the need for us to take it that far. We talked for a little minute. We ain't even been talking for like, what, 2 weeks? All right, get out of here. I was just like, I feel disrespected when women do that. It's kind of like, you know, go to your man first. Don't come to me mad and all hurt and crying and shit. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I really don't care because I didn't know about you in the beginning. So it's kind of like, okay. Whatever. So what do y'all think about, like, the other woman, like, or the other man? And I'm saying the other woman because it's mostly always the other woman. It's not normally the other man.
Yep, it's always another woman.
Always, never.
Because some woman done got her feelings hurt. Somebody took her man, so she trying to take somebody else's man.
And that's crazy. Why would you do that? That's
exactly
because
if that hurts your feelings, why would you? You know somebody else's feelings is gonna be hurt. So because yours was hurt, so why would you do that to somebody else?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these women who are like, well, I know he's cheating on me, but I know he's going to realize what he has and he's going to stop. I was like, bitch, he is not going to stop.
Sometimes they do because they get tired. They get tired and they want that family. So they do get tired, but child, you going to screw somebody else and then coming to screw me? No, I don't think so.
Oh, that is nasty.
Yes, it is.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, you know your husband and your boyfriend is a liar and a cheater. But yeah, you had sex with him with no condom. Or you even have sex with him, period. What kind of logic is that? You know he's cheating on you, but you gonna say, oh, that, well, I mean, I know a woman got her knees, but they got toys, liquids,
all
kinds of stuff you can use
sure,
to satisfy yourself.
Well, I mean, personally, if she know her husband is a cheater before she even jumped the gun, she should have had to go ahead and take care of that situation from the jump before they even jumped the gun. So, I mean, clearly you can't blame the guy for going in and stepping out if he wasn't
really
getting it at home.
You can't blame the guy. You can't blame
the
guy.
If you ain't getting it out, if you ain't, basically, it's all up to her. If she knew his type from the jump, then she shouldn't have messed with him.
Well, I believe, I'm a firm believer in if you're not handling your business and then your man goes out and finds somebody else who handles the business, then, you know, you can't really get mad because you're not handling what you're supposed to, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But there are cases where there are men who just do it just because. Not because your woman is not handling her business, but because they just want to be with every woman. And it's kind of like, when do you realize and move on? I don't know.
I mean,
we have a caller on the line who wants to say something, so we're going to bring that man and see what they want to say.
Okay.
So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Frank. I'm calling from Philly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I was just thinking about the subject, and I got a friend of mine, he always, you know, stepping out on his lady, but he was doing that before they even got married, you know. And I was over his house the other day, and I think they just split up, but they're not telling nobody because neither one of them is wearing no rings and all of this stuff. And we was having conversation about couples and all of that, and she started talking about how a woman will just accept it if she know a man is, like, stepping out on her. But that's kind of dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen if he bring her back something? She might get the Magic Johnson or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, no. That's like a badge that says, kill me.
Like, yeah, that's why you can't be taking these kind of chances. You know what I mean? That's like a permanent bench.
Well, do you think that, you know, was he like that before, or?
Oh, yeah, he always was like that. And the thing about it is, like, everybody knows. Like, I mean, everybody knows he was like that. You know, I don't know why she thought he was going to change. I don't know. It was actually kind of strange. Yeah, I don't know. It was actually kind of strange how they ended up hooking up anyway. She used to be with my other friend, but
wow.
Right, but she started messing around with him, I think, like behind my friend's back or something. Something was going on there, so then they end up together. And I mean, I look at it like this: if a dude would really like go behind his friend and mess with his girl, or even if it's his ex-girl, I mean, that's a sign of no loyalty right there. Like, why would you think that he would be any different with you?
That's true. Because, you know, it's like a cold thing with friends.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's like,
not supposed to date anybody that I've dated.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, he did confront my friend and ask him if he was cool with it. But that's not even something you ask somebody if they cool with it. Like, if you know if somebody was with a girl, you know what I mean, you know he was serious about it. It's like, yo, you really mind about dealing with her? Like, really? Come on now. You know the answer to that question. Even so, my friend said no. You know, like, you know that was like a no-go, but yeah, he... Yeah,
but since
so
I have
maybe.
Two fellas on the line, I wanna ask both of y'all a question. When men cheat, do they really feel guilty, or are they just trying to pretend until you kind of get off their case?
It depends on the person.
I guess I can kind of answer that. I'm gonna say,
and most of them be mad. Most of them be mad because they got caught. Not even guilt. Not even.
I mean, it's like, you know, a man can feel guilty, but at the same, I mean, it's kind of hard because sometimes it's like, some men, it's like the thrill of the chase is something new, is exciting. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you can feel bad too. You know, it's like, what kind of hard to explain. It's like a thrill of the hunt kind of a thing. I think it's part of the way to describe it. You know?
Yeah.
You ever had something that you know was bad, but, you know,
but
sometimes it's
so
just an ego thing. It's not even like back, you know, sometimes you can cheat, you not even really enjoy it, but it might have been something that you just, a conquest you wanted to conquer to boost your ego or whatever. You know what I mean? Might not even have liked it, but... You know, some people, it's a thrill of the hunt, just another notch on the belt. You know, but...
Now, I can't
like,
do something that I'm not going to like now. That's crazy.
But as a man grows and becomes more mature, you know, he puts away childish things. After a while, you know, if you grow and you change, that might not be something that's important to you as you get older, because you might have been like, because there's nothing to it. Like, if you see somebody, even if they're attractive, if there's no substance there, like, feeling anything, like, getting to know them or really caring about them, it's not going to be nothing. And after you get to that point in maturity and all that, you can just see it for what it is. It's just empty. But that's only, you only look at it that way if you have somebody. But, you know, if you're single, well, it's just like, there's what it is, you know? That's the best way I can tell it.
I mean, basically, for me, I would base it on the personality. If he was a player, when you first met him, he going to always be a player.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if he a real man, then he possibly would catch feelings. It all depends on the man.
That's true. So what happens when you're the other woman or the other man and you catch feelings for the person that you're not supposed, that you're, you know, on the side with?
the other person.
What do you do that's married or something like that?
Yeah.
If you in that kind of situation, you just in trouble. I mean,
okay.
I had a mom, I was the same dude I was talking about, but was in a situation like that, except it wasn't marriage. Like, he was dealing with this one woman for a long time and dealing with the other one. And he was dealing with both of them, like, maybe over, like, a year or so, and he was kind of stuck on the both of them. You know, it puts you in a real bad way because you're going to, you're just going to be kind of stuck. You know, as soon as she get mad, all right? He, you know, as soon as she would get mad, he would go over to the other girl's house and he's kicking with her for a minute. And as soon as she get mad, he go over the other way, like, just, like, all over the place. I don't know. It can really just throw you off. I think it's a bad position to be in. When you catch feelings on both sides, it's like, it ain't like you can tear yourself in half. You know what I'm saying? That'd be nice if you could, like you know, let's 50-50, split it down the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, if you don't come clean, then it's going to blow up in your face. But, you know, in some cases, the person do
or get busy. You start feeling for somebody, you need to know when to back up and let it go for a minute or something.
We're gonna continue
to talk about it. Right now, we're gonna get into "Grown and Sexy" by Richard Bankhead. I'm super excited because I really like this song. I was listening to it and I'm like, okay, you know, get my little groove on and everything. But definitely, you guys keep listening. We're gonna keep talking about the conversation. But we're going to get into this joint, Grown and Sexy, by Bankhead. And when we come back, we're going to have him join us. So I'm excited. Get excited, everybody.
Woo,
now on radio. Woo, woo.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
It's for the grown and sexy, yeah. Ain't feeling no stress, I'm fresh to death, I'm feeling the best.
For the grown and sexy,
yeah. Ain't feeling no stress, I'm fresh to death, I'm feeling the best.
I'm about to cut loose, I've been a long week. Get out these clothes, put on a suit, a little three-piece. I call my boys with a duke and drink his own meat. Cause I was running on fumes and I was on E. So I go to the bar so I can fill up. Shot after shot, I'm the automatic sipper. We having a good time, baby, no Jerry Springer. I seen you walk by, seen a ring up on that finger. A little lingo, little convo. Me and the people throwing an after party at the condo. Tell your girlfriend, your best friend what it is, miss. You should wear a tie because I'm giving you the business. I'm just joking, I ain't condoning. By any means, if the liquor and weed help you get up on it. Here's my number. When you ready, just text me. Cause tonight reserved.
It's for the grown and sexy. Yeah. Ain't feeling no stress. I'm fresh to death. I'm feeling the better.
For the grown and sexy.
Yeah. Ain't feeling no stress. I'm fresh to death. I'm feeling the better.
Roll the dice, that's life. So I live it without a care. Bob Marley floating in the air. Man, if you only knew what we had to do just to get here. You party like it's no tomorrow, boy, why you here? Every night, I swear, it's the new year's. Got my crew here, no BS, living life. Cheers. Usually, I'm in the clean pair of sneaks. Fresh polo tee, crispy crease jeans. In a coupe, vibing out to Ricky Rose. But tonight, it's Lennon, Susan, the OG. SOS fan on, get my grown man on. Liquor got me hot, yo, cams to turn the fan on. Air it out, I want y'all to hear me out. Usually, I don't care about skinny jeans in a van hose. Tonight, do things a little different. Just check me. This
it's
is
for the grown and sexy. Yeah. Ain't feeling no stress. I'm fresh to death. I'm feeling the best.
For the grown and sexy.
Yeah. Ain't feeling no stress. I'm fresh to death. I'm feeling the best.
This is for the OGs. Listen to the ODs. Sipping on that OE in the coupe de ville with hand on. on the steering wheel while they cruising at a low speed. Young again, what you know about that? Before a Tribe Called Quest, there was a band called Gap. This is dedicated to the wise and educated, the highly sophisticated. Wait, let me say it slow for you know, sticking to them so.
Turn off the lights and light a candle. Baby, we grown, let's do what we wanna do. Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. I'll undress you, you undress me. Tonight
it's for the grown and sexy.
Alright, you guys, we are back. We are back, and I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. Y'all don't know nothing about that grown and sexy. Y'all better get it together. I'm serious. Y'all need to learn about that, because that's nice. But right now, we are joined with Richard Bankhead. What's up?
Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little live over here.
That's a good thing.
But I'm so excited to have you on the show because I really wanted to get to know you. Shout out to DJ Prince for, you know, connecting us. I'm definitely feeling that song. I'm definitely feeling it. I really like it. And Richard Bankhead is your name, your real name, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is. And I'm excited to be on this show.
You are? I'm excited to have you. I'm so happy. I'm glad we're both excited. I'm a little more excited. I don't know. Maybe I had too many coffees. Maybe that's why.
Red Bull.
A question. Go ahead. So do you play any instruments?
I do a little bit of dabbing a little bit. I did saxophone in high school, but for the most part, I rap. I stay in my lane. I know what I'm good at.
Okay. Because you know, a lot of artists, they want to do everything. It's like, damn, pick one thing and just stop.
Ever since you got been playing the piano, everybody want to play the piano.
Exactly. Exactly. So I want to know, how would you describe your music to the public that have never seen you before, never heard of you, or just listening to your music for the first time? How would you describe it to them?
My music is based on where the beat takes me. I hear a song and I just close my eyes, and where the beat takes me, that's where my lyrics go. So my music is just it's like a extended part of me, you can say.
So I want to know, when you wrote Grown and Sexy, what were you feeling? Grown and Sexy? I'm just wondering.
Actually, me and my co-CEO, we heard that beat, and we just started to bounce to it. And he was like, yo, this is for the Grown and Sexy. He started two-stepping, and boom, I just closed my eyes, and I could see a video to it. So I just wrote that rhyme. Like, if you close the eyes and hear me rapping to it, you can see a video just, you know, appearing in your mind.
Yeah, I definitely do. It definitely makes me bounce. I'm like, okay, I'm definitely feeling myself. thinking back to your early childhood, what was your first experience with music?
Busta Rhymes. That woo-ha got you all in check.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. His personality was amazing. I love Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. He's definitely very energetic. I love his performances.
Yeah, he's unmatched.
What was the first song you ever wrote? Like, I know it has to be your favorite song, just because it's your first song. Or maybe I'm wrong.
I really don't write. All my rhymes are stuck in my head.
So, oh, I'm trying to be like you.
Nah, trust me.
Freestyling.
It's not freestyle. It's more like a rehearsal. You hear a beat, you go, you say a couple rhymes, and you just say it over and over again, and you just don't forget it. And it's just, you know, it's
okay.
Freely.
Cool.
Yeah. Trust me, you don't want. It's a gift and a curse. I got so much stuff up here. Sometimes it gets crazy.
No, well, I do it myself. I sing, and I do that all the time. I'll hear a beat, and I'll just be saying something over and over and over, and then I'll have a song, and then it's stored in my head. All I have to do is hear the beat and the words come out. So, but as far as freestyling, I am not a freestyler. My mind does not work that fast. I can't.
I thought it was my coming out party. You sing. Uh-oh. Watch out, world.
Yeah. I mean, they be sleeping on me, but I'm telling you. Like, I'm just
saying. Hey.
I'm just saying.
Sleep on you. Make nightmares about them.
Exactly. If you had to describe your music in 3 or 4 words, what would you call it?
Spontaneous, real, entertaining.
Okay. You said that quick.
I know me.
That's the best thing to do, to know you. Absolutely. Definitely. I'm feeling very excited right now. I don't know why. My voice is like all high and extra. You've done live performances, right?
Oh, what's that?
Have you done live performances?
Oh, yes. Fayetteville, Raleigh, you name it. I'll tear a place down.
Oh, so what can people expect to see at live performances? Like, what do you do? Like, because I might want to come to one of your performances. I'm like, oh, I want to be ready for something.
I'm that type of performer that will get the crowd almost performing for me. I don't like to go up there, say my rap song, and just go right down to the crowd. I like to have people rocking with me. It's a show. You're going to be there. You might as well have fun. And that's my job, to make sure you have fun.
Exactly. If you had to categorize your music, what category would it be in? Would it be hip hop or her?
It really depends on the track.
So that you're a more universal, any type of genre of music?
Yes. I don't go in to music or hear a song like, you know, this is for such and such group. I hear the beat, how I feel, and that's how I come on. And if that touches you in a certain way, then that song was for you. But saying I'm hip-hop, I'm R&B, or I'm thug rap or something like that, I don't go in. I don't categorize myself. I'm just Bankhead.
Okay, Bankhead.
Bankhead,
also,
I'm not
as far as your career goes, in the next 1 to 3 years, where do you see yourself?
On top.
Well, that was an easy answer. On top. That's the best way to be, I guess.
I'm on top of everything. I'm co-CEO of the company. We got other artists. So I see myself 1 to 2 years in a very, very, very marketable position. Not only for myself, but for the whole
thing. So, music has an impact on both the young and the old. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves a celebrity. Everyone loves somebody who everybody knows. So, what advice do you have for the youth of today about if they're trying to pursue music or whatever it is they're trying to pursue in life? What advice would you give them?
That's simple. Education, grind. You got to stay focused. And before you take that step and to do anything, make sure you got a plan. Don't go in blind, you know. Educate yourself about the situation. Put forth a plan and execute it. Give yourself goals, realistic goals that you can accomplish to build yourself up. Nobody's famous overnight. You got to get there. Gotta work.
That's true. Work hard, too. Does anyone in particular influence you artistically?
Listen, it's so much. It's just DMX.
I mean, I know you said DMX, which is like my favorite rapper ever. Like, you got like major cool points for that. But is there anybody else who influences you?
Just the people I'm around. They keep me on my toes, honestly. It's like what Kevin Hart said. You don't need a yes man in your group. And my group, they'll let you know, like, I think you can come better. I think you can come from a different angle, get more in depth with the song. So my group, Infinite Records, IMG, really keep me on my toes. And it's vice versa for them, for me too, you know. So we got a staff full of stars over here.
Well, we need to get some of them on the show. I mean, we're going to share the love. Absolutely. Have them come on and talk, whatever, whatever. We'll talk about that later. I want to know also, what has been your strong influence to continue to do your music? Because I know how hard it is, you know, like I said, I'm an artist as well. So I know how hard it is to, like, keep doing something and keep pushing and having people pull you back and all, you know, get in your business and try to shut you down. And it's kind of like, what influences you to, like, keep it moving?
My family. You know, seeing my mom work, you know, single parent, just making it through with five kids. She's a remarkable woman. Just seeing that motivates me. My little brother, you know, his friends, letting them know you don't have to sell drugs or do et cetera just to make it. You know, you can do the legit way, the legal way, and still make it. That's what really motivates me when I'm doing anything when it comes to music or anything positive. You know, giving back to the community, they support. You know, I shoot a video, they show up, they show love. So that's what really motivates me at the end of the day.
You didn't invite me for a video.
You can't blame me for that. You cannot blame me. I sent you a smoke signal. You didn't get it.
I didn't see it. It was gone. Dang. I'm gonna catch the next one though. I got you.
You got it. There's a lot of.
I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna see that smoke signal. He's shooting a video. I'm going. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
Someone once said, right? I know I'm acting crazy, but, you know, that's just me.
I really love it.
Someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over. With that in mind, what song do you love to perform the most? Like, you have to perform it everywhere you go. It gets to people hype. What song would that be?
I got a song called Feeling This Way. And and this song is just it's a real song that people really connect with. It's just basically you having a rough time and you trying to mellow out, and the beat is so smooth. I come on it like I can come on a song, you know, just full of emotions. And you know, just seeing that crowd look at me like, wow, this guy is rapping my life right now, how I feel on a bad day. It's like, I don't know, at that single moment, you connect with a person without even saying a word, and that's, like, an amazing feeling.
Definitely, definitely. Can you give us a little snippet of the song? A little? You want to spit something for us? Maybe, kind of, no? Nah, you're not feeling that? All right. I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to do it. If you had to change one thing about your music, what do you think would be the best change to benefit making it to the next level?
Just, I don't know. I'm very articulate how I pick my spots and stuff. I don't never make a move without thinking from every angle. And the moves I make thus far is actually working perfect. I won't be on this show if it wasn't. I'm very blessed to be. So, I'm going to keep making the steps in the right direction and see where it takes me.
Okay, cool. So I know everybody has an embarrassing moment that happens while they're performing, or maybe once or twice. So can you tell me what your embarrassing moment is, your most embarrassing moment? Or do you want to tell me, please? I'll give you a cookie. I promise.
All right, gotta be chocolate too.
I got you. I got
you. Okay. A embarrassing moment when I was performing. I just did a song, and I forgot I put the third verse on there. It was a half a verse, and I forgot it for like a half a second. But nobody caught it though, because they was rocking with me, so nobody caught it. But
not embarrassing then.
It's embarrassing when you go back to back to your team, and they rewind the same part you forgot for a half a second 20 times.
Wow.
And look, you forgot what you got. But the song I'm promoting right now is Hold On. If anybody never heard it, it's on YouTube and everything right now. It's a very, very, very amazing video by Hood Crucial. We went out the streets of Raleigh and got the kids involved and everything. So, by all means, check it out.
Okay. So, tell me all the up-to-date performances, plans, new releases, tours, news, anything that you have going on right now. Let everybody know.
Reverb Nation, 919. Thank you. That's where you can find me. I got a couple shows planned. One in Myrtle Beach, a few in Raleigh. I'd like to shout out my crew, Infinite Records, of course. If anybody want to know what I'm doing, honestly, I'm really big on Twitter, at Richard Bankhead. So if I'm doing anything about to perform, just keep connecting me through Twitter. And we're just busy right now. This new mixtape is doing amazing. My Time Is Now, Volume 2. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. You can call me. I would gift wrap it for you, sign and everything, and ship it out to you.
I mean, I'm going to need my CD then. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm going to need that. So go ahead and sign one, wrap it up and stuff. I'm going to be waiting for it.
Oh.
You left me. I'm serious. I'm going to be waiting. I'm going to be waiting. So...
if anybody want one, at gmail.com, and that's at Infinite Records. Hit me up, and I would gladly ship them out. That's not a problem. I'm not that superstar yet.
You got to keep that mind frame, though. You got to be like, listen, be humble. But you need to make sure you tell them, listen, I'm a superstar. Tomorrow I'm gonna be up in bright lights. But I'm humble though.
I stay humble. I'm no better than the next man. Only thing that separates us is my determination to get it. That's it. Other than that, we all human beings. We all men. We all women.
Absolutely, absolutely. So another question I have for you. This is my favorite question. If you could perform with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Yeah.
Have to be one person?
No, you can do more than one.
All right. For one, it has to be DMX back in 1998, 97. I would love. He was a Wu-Tang all in one. that's crazy.
Yeah.
And Tupac. He was a live wire too.
Yes. He's like my favorite, my second.
You like Thug King.
He's trying to copy me and stuff. Right, though.
And he played Great Minds Think.
Exactly. Well, of course, we always have to do the fill in the blanks, which is going to come. I'm going to play probably because I really like the song, and, I'm going to get my little dance on and stuff, but when we come back, I'm going to make some statements, say some statements to you, and I just want you to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
And with anything you want to say, it can be more than one word or whatever, but it's just a little fun, quick little game. So are you excited? Get pumped up.
Very,
jump up and down.
Very, very excited.
Get an energy shot or something. I'm excited. So we're going to play the song Grown and Sexy by Pink Head.
Thank you.
My song. I'm going to have to play this again. Here we go.
It's for the grown and sexy. Get out these clothes, put on a suit, a little three-piece. I call my boys with a duke and drink his own meat. Cause I was running on fumes and I was on E. So I go to the bar so I can fill up. Shot after shot, I'm the automatic sipper. We having a good time, baby, no Jerry Springer. I seen you walk by, seen the ring up on that finger. A little lingo, little convo. Me and the people throwing the after party at the condo. Tell your girlfriend, your best friend what it is, miss. You should wear a tie because I'm giving you the business. I'm just joking, I ain't condoning. By any means, if the liquor and weed to help you get a bone in. Here's my number when you're ready, just text me. Cause tonight reserved. It's for the grown and sexy.
Without a care, Bob Marley floating in the air. Man, if you only knew what we had to do just to get here. You party like it's no tomorrow, boy, why you here? Every night, I swear, it's the new year's. Got my crew here, no BS, living life. Cheers, usually I'm in the clean pair of sneaks. Fresh polo tee, crispy crease jeans. In a coupe vibing out to Ricky Rose. But tonight, it's Lemon Suits and the OG. SOS fan on, get my grown man on. Liquor got me hot, yo, cams to turn the fan on. Air it out, I want y'all to hear me out. Usually, I don't care about skinny jeans in a van hole. But tonight, do things a little different. Just check me. This
it's
is
for the grown and sexy.
All right, you guys, you are listening to Richard Bankhead representing Infinite Records. His song, Grown and Sexy, which is like my song now. Officially, it's like my anthem or something. I'm definitely, I love it. I really do. We're back with Richard Bankhead. I'm going to get into the fill in the blanks. Are you ready?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Are you ready? I mean, I might stump you a little bit. I'm just saying. You might want to.
Here we go.
All right. So the first one is, without music, I would be.
Richard Bankhead. Fun.
That is the first time anyone has ever said their name. I like that, though. That's what's up. The next one is, music is
my soul.
My music makes me feel
secure.
Support my music because
I'm the modern day Robin Hood. For the people, all for the people.
Okay. Go ahead now. Well, I'm super excited that you came on and you kicked it with me for a minute, even though I'm kind of crazy, I know.
Nah, you're not
crazy. But I'm definitely, like I said, I'm very appreciative for you coming on and talking and kicking it with me. Go ahead and shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, and all that good stuff so people can get in contact with you.
Okay, Infinite Records Facebook page, you can find it at that, or at me at Richard Bankhead, Facebook, and Twitter is at Richard Bankhead. Reverb
Nation. Okay, I'm definitely.
Yeah, check it out. I'll be the light-skinned guy.
I'm going to make sure I follow you on Twitter and stuff. Go ahead.
Reverb Nation Bankhead /919. I'd like to shout out my new mixtape, My Time Is Now, Volume 2. If you haven't got Volume 1, that's when I was young and just, you know, out there reckless with punchlines and stuff. You can find that at datpiff.com. iTunes, type in My Time Is Now, Volume 2. That's on there. Same thing for Amazon and Google Play. We have videos on YouTube. Hold On featuring Kenny Mack, a very great artist also. Colder Than Ever featuring Demir. That's a really, really, really good song. You can vibe to that. Just drive around, waste gas if you want to. And if you want to, get a physical copy, I will sign it myself. Also, you can email me at infiniterecords@gmail.com. And that's infinite with a Y. Shout out to Big Time TV. Support a lot of great artists here at NC. He's making it happen. Serving These Streets. DJ Prince, big homie.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Big Feet, co-CEO of the company. Just the whole Infinite team, you know, we got Cam, Kenny, Rakita, you know, all of them. Big Feet, you know, and Treble. And shout out to you, doing an amazing job tonight.
Aw, thank you. I was a little live, but, you know, I wouldn't be me if I wasn't.
Yeah,
always,
your job.
Exactly. I have to be really extra. But we're going to jump into some music. I'm so, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. And if you could hold on 1 minute, I'm going to talk to you for a second. But definitely, you guys keep tuning in, keep listening. We're going to get into some more conversation about the other woman or man when we come back. I'm not ready right now. I'm not going to sing nothing, but we were just joined by Richard Bankhead. Bankhead will be in the building October 31st at the official 70s photo shoot Fresh Network party in Raleigh at the Shark Bar hosted by 104.5 Big Leem. I hope I'm saying that right. Raw One and International DJ Prince. So make sure you guys, if you're in Raleigh on October 31st, you need to be at the Shark Bar. You need to be in the building because Bankhead, Richard Bankhead, will be there and he will be performing and it's just going to be dope. So there's no need for y'all to say, oh, I was there, but I didn't go. You need to go. Also, follow him on Twitter at Richard Bankhead. Step your game up. What's up? Am I co-host
sleep?
What's up, co-host?
Oh, no, we here.
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm feeling real extra right now. I don't know what it is. So I want to talk about signs. Signs that you are the other woman. Which should be a red flag to anyone. But then again, I'm like, sometimes stuff happens. It's not really a sign that he has another woman. It's just sometimes stuff happens. But they say that if you've never been to his house, you are the other woman. What do y'all think? Is that true? You think that's true?
Well, I mean, it depends.
Depending on you've never been
there. Genuinely, because sometimes a female just like for the man to come over there and just take it, you know?
And she
don't know what type of neighborhood he's in. So it could be a different set of things, you know? Because I know some women, they're afraid to go to their own man's house because of this type of town they live in. So, I mean, I would have to go with that.
Well, then y'all don't need to be together or somebody needs to move.
Okay.
That's just crazy. I feel like, yes, if you've been dating someone for 6 months to a year and you've never been to their house, something ain't right.
Something is not right.
it's the biggest red flag of an unfaithful partner. It really is. And I think far too many women, they are willing to ignore that. They won't say anything because they don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, so let me ask y'all something. What if y'all go to either Brooklyn or Queens? It can be Jersey City as well. And it's the projects. He stays in the projects, and he wants you to come over.
And y'all know how I feel about projects.
He say he's going to meet you downstairs and wait for you to come. So you mean to tell me you're going to go in the projects?
Not at all.
Huh?
But not at all. But the thing about that is, I'm not going to be dating no guy who lives in the projects because that's not what I'm attracted to. That's my standards are a little bit higher than that.
Well, I mean,
now, there are women who date guys who live in the project, but that's just not me. I can't.
Well, I mean, generally, you know, some of the thugs and some of the players around here that some of the females date, they are generally from the project, so you wouldn't be able to tell unless you are told that we are from the project.
I guess. But if my man live in the project and he say, hey, babe, come on. I'm like, listen, I know you lived in the project. Like, I can't do it. Meet me at the corner store. I'm not saying that to sound shallow or to...
bougie, but it's just not us.
I'm not about to put myself in a situation where I know I'm not comfortable or I know that stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. It's just
well, I mean, generally,
happen.
You know, it's nothing wrong with living in the projects. I mean, it's all depending on how you act. If you walking up there and acting a fool, that's when you stepping into a war zone. But if you walk up there minding your business,
nah, I can't.
And just at your mellow mode, just act
it,
mellow.
It doesn't even matter. I don't even think it matters sometimes, depending on the people. And it's not even about the projects; it's about the people living in the projects.
Y'all go out, y'all have too much drinks, and y'all act a plum fool. You feel what I'm saying? That's exactly how we act in the projects. And I don't live in projects no more, but and speaking of the projects, you can't hide it. You can't hide where you're from or where you resided from when you were born.
No.
A lot of people
but
from
my
the
thing is I'm not even gonna put myself in that situation because I already know how I feel about it. So I'm not gonna date anyone who lives in a project. I'm not trying to be shallow, but I'm just saying, like, that's not what I want. I mean, I just feel like there's no real excuse for a man not to take a woman to his house. At least, and then at the end of the day, that's what y'all men want to do anyway. You want to get the woman to the house. So if you're not trying to get her to the house.
No, see.
And
one of
women, that means he's hiding something.
Oh, no. For some of us, we don't be trying to get you to the house. You offer to say, oh, well, you know, let's go to your house.
Whatever. Y'all be like, and then y'all be trying to do it all slick, like, yeah, I gotta run to my house real quick. You wanna come with me? I gotta go pick up something. Then, as soon as they walk in the house, you're like, sit down. Well, you wanna just sit here? Whatever.
We just got an option. We don't put no gun to your head and say, hey, you coming with me.
What?
Or we don't say, hey, come with me. We'll be there only for a couple of minutes. We give y'all an option. Either you go or you don't go.
I'm not even gonna get in on that because y'all men, y'all definitely try to persuade us. Y'all will try
Hold up, let me back up on that
Anyway, we're gonna move on to the next
excuse me.
Which is,
ma'am.
You don't know his loved one. I'm not doing this with you right now. You don't know his loved one. The other woman may get to hang out with some other man's homeboys, but she probably won't get introduced to his entire crew. Friends who may be loyal to his girlfriend or who know or are gossipy won't get introduced to that other woman either. So, and if you meet somebody's family, normally, you know, if you're at a party or something and your sister's there, he'll say, hey, sis, my girl, blah, blah, blah. But if he says, this is my friend, then you need to, I don't know, after 6 months to a year, you need to kind of check that. If you haven't met anyone that is significant in his life after 8 months of dating, and I mean like real dating, not this half-ass dating that they be doing nowadays, but like really dating. And you're probably the other woman. Another sign that you are the other woman, he doesn't see you during normal business hours. Normal business hours are from 9 to 5. If he's off and you're off and you don't see him between 9 to 5 or talk to him, then something ain't right. He's doing something. Or you might have to watch out for it, because maybe his girlfriend, if he does talk to you, you know, between times, maybe his girlfriend or his wife is out of town. So you never know. I mean, I don't know, maybe. I don't know, that was a little iffy, because people nowadays, they can't act like, I mean, they act the way that they do it, they just act like they have nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really, you really the other one, you really the only one, and they don't have nobody else. But in all actuality, it's like, you know, like, I dated this guy. I mean, he called me every day. We talked night and day. Hung out all the time. He talked to me while he was at work. I mean, all kinds of, while he was at home. Dinner time, lunch time. You know,
wow.
He talked to me all the time. But come to find out, he's a girl. And she lived with him. So how the hell you talking to me? You in the other room under the bed talking to me. What kind of mess is that? You are like in the bathroom talking to me while your girl is in the room asleep.
Wow.
Well, basically, he didn't want to be a man about it and come out of the closet, because he either had a chick that wasn't going to try that or wasn't going to play that, or he just was just crazy obsessed for, you know, you, and basically.
It's just like, you did all this. You got a girl who lived with you. I'm not even talking about if your girl don't live with you. Because that's different. You could do whatever you want to do. I mean, you could talk to me all hours of the night, every day, all the time. But if your girl live with you, and I'm talking to you all the time, that's some scary stuff. That is so scary. I'm serious. You think I'm playing, but I'm just like, like, how you talk to me this entire time? We're having conversations day in and day out, and your girl is in the other room, laying in the bed, talking about, baby, come here. And you on the phone talking about, hey, I'm going to call you back.
Nah, she probably don't care. She probably already called him, and he just think he's getting away with it. That's probably it.
It's just like, I just really do not get it. I really do not get it. I really don't. I have another question. I'm going to throw a question in there. How do you get, like, if you're in a relationship and you find out that this your person or your spouse or your husband or your boyfriend or whatever is cheating on you, how do you get that person to stop having the affair without giving them an ultimatum? You still want to be with them, you still love them, but you want them to stop seeing this other person. And you know, if you tell somebody you need to stop seeing that person, they going to see him even more now, because you're telling him to stop.
Maybe if you leave, that'll open their eyes. If he's for you, just leave or put yourself aside for a minute. And if he act right or want to do right, then he's for you. I don't know. Yeah, maybe he'll stop.
So you don't think he'll stop if you leave, or if you don't say nothing, he'll stop?
Well, I mean, leaving is also not going on. It's just going to make the problem worse, because then he's going to find a way to make it even worse. So, you know, I would suggest talking it out and seeing where it goes. And
if you don't want to talk about it?
If he's not willing to compromise, then leave. That's the only option.
Not saying that he's not willing to compromise, but what if he doesn't want to talk about the situation?
No, then you leave. I leave.
Just leave. Leave. I'm agreeing with her. Leave. I mean.
Yeah. maybe they'll open their eyes later on, like, oh, shoot, she ain't playing. She is not playing with me, so I better just act right.
Because if that person's for you and they really want to be with you, then they'll do anything to have you.
Exactly,
to be with you.
Exactly, if they want you. Exactly.
You know,
that's true.
So.
So I know we kind of touched on this a little bit at the beginning of the show, but who's at fault, the other woman or man, or the other man or woman that's cheating?
Well, it depends.
Look
on
at
the
it as if, let's look at it as if this, the other woman doesn't even know that there is a main woman, or the other man doesn't know that there is a.
Then it's not their fault. Plain and simple, that's not their fault. If you don't know about the other person, then you have nothing to do with that. It's that person. It's, they better go check their man or their woman.
But don't you feel like you should know? Like, that's something that you should know. That's something that you should be stay up on, that you can make sure that you're not in something like that.
Yeah, you should know.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like you should know. Like, there are signs, there are things
that are.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you feel something in your stomach that says,
that
you,
nah,
not right.
Yes, he with somebody else.
But then I also feel like, for me, I always do that. I'm just like, he's, I don't know, he's a little iffy. And then come to find out he was actually, you know, a sweet person. I was just a little paranoid.
I
guess it messes up relationships, though.
But, I mean, basically, if you are feeling some type of way about the situation and, you know what I'm saying, you hearing it from someplace else, then you already know what the your solution is.
That's true. Also, another question. Are you considered, I know we touched on this too, are you considered the bad person if you know you're the other woman?
I think so. If I'm messing with somebody's husband or boyfriend, I feel a little bit bad or responsible. Yeah, but that's just me, because I'm just that caring person like that. But then again, if I'm messing with somebody, man, I shouldn't care about nothing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean,
well, no,
yeah,
no. Because
I mean,
I have been the other woman at one point in my life. Because the situation was like, he was like, yeah, we're not together, you know, but we haven't officially broken up. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, y'all are not together, but y'all still have that title.
Well, honestly, I think it's 50-50, because, you know, it's partial her fault for actually jumping into a relationship knowing that, you know, he has another woman. And, you know what I'm saying? But it's mostly his fault, because he already know what he was doing and he didn't care how both of the females felt about the situation.
That's true. Well, my next question that I want to ask, I'm going to ask it, and then we're going to go into some music. I'm going to do a quick break. But the question is, if you got pregnant by the other man, or if, say, guys, if your side chick got pregnant by you, would you want that person to get an abortion, or would you want them to keep it? Ladies, would you get an abortion, or would you keep the baby? So just ponder on that a little bit. We're going to be right back. Call in, kick it with us, talk to us, comment, whatever. The number is 646-478-3599. And we're going to get into some music. And like I said, we're going to jump back into that question. And we're also going to give out some more signs about if you're the other woman. So here we go. We're going to jump into some Meek Mill's Amen.
For all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let count, wealth and health for my family, and let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm fit to kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if she tell me say when, and I say church.
Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All inside that's in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I can take care of them children.
Oh, bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just tryna win and she a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you wet again. I'm screaming, oh Lord, that pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should, you got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti, and she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati. It's rock all in my bottle. She was on that Reposado. And I think I'm Russell Rado, and this bitch, I'm spinning like I hit Salado. It's a Salado.
To kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church.
to the world of black government.
Go switch the style up, man.
When everything is fine.
Mr. Barrow, brand new female artist.
Special occasion when a nigga step out, no doubt. I be the flyest nigga up in our house.
Lock with us.
Get your camera phones out and keep your bitches tight. Cause I'm feeling everything in the limelight.
Yeah.
Three piece suit, and I get it up. But do a cock to the sides and I don't give a fuck.
We on that grown and fly shit, man.
If you know how I'm feeling, raise your drinks all the way to the ceiling. Vibe with me now.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then throw your hands up. If you're living like I'm living, then throw your hands.
Well,
a nigga won't
care
more.
I'm living life in the fast lane, doing above 50, quickly shifting gears in these hours on jeans. So, do you know what that means? Yep, I'm still flyer than the motherfucker. Kink and fresh shit, ooh, you gotta love it. Hey, I'm in something brand new with Aquaman Blue, baby, come on, get in the coupe. You need to stop fucking with them lame. Prime time sports in the liver, all-stars drain. All you gotta do is let me coach you through it. Phil Jackson, baby, let me show you how the champions do it. We could ball all day, celebrate at night. Call up all your girls, tell them how you're living life. Don't invite them out tonight. To our little soiree, everybody gonna be there, even up a young Jake. Everything's lovely when you're living this life. Keep your drinks in the air if you're digging the vibe.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then throw your hands up. If you're living like I'm living, then throw your hands. Everything in the world a nigga want and more.
Yeah. Let me start this off right. Got my Ray-Bans on cause my chain's so bright. And I stay fly like an all-night flight. 24 inches, got the imps in high. So high, Miss Thang, glad to meet you. Give me 60 minutes and I bet you let me beat you. I'm cunning, my wordplay fit my foreplay. And I can get your Lexus look like a divorcee. Course, babe, call back, no way. I get you hot and leave you hanging like a North Face. Then it's back to the club, back to the love. Back with my thugs and we popping bub. I'm in the middle of the club doing my two-step. Then it's back to my booth with this bitch to get my suit wet. Get it? Cause if you don't, she will. You don't get live in the club, she will. And it ain't gonna cost me a buck, G.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, then throw your hands up. If you're living like I'm living, then throw your hands.
Now I don't, I used to love him.
As I look at what I've done, the type of life that I've lived.
All right, you guys, we are back, we are back. I know y'all missed us. I really did. I missed you guys. But our question before we left was, if you got pregnant by the other man, or fellas, if you got a side chick pregnant, would you get an abortion or would you keep it? I know my co-host might want to get in on this one. What y'all thinking?
I don't know about all that. It depends how you really feel about that person. If you know he don't have no job, how he gonna support you and your baby? So the clinic will be seeing me. So I don't know. Nah,
you so silly.
Nah, I don't know, because I feel so bad if I did something like that. I don't know, but for real, if you got no job, you got to look
That's
at the
true.
Future.
Exactly. I'm not sure, but for me, I always said that I didn't want to have another child out of marriage. But if it were to happen, I wouldn't get an abortion, but it would definitely be hard
to go, especially if I know that this man is married or I know this man is in a relationship with someone that I know he's not going to leave them.
Yeah.
And I'm over here pregnant with his baby. And he's just like, all right, well, whatever. And it's just kind of like, you know, we have to definitely, as women, we have to learn how to choose wisely. And to not get ourselves in those situations.
Caught up in that.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, we're going to jump back into the signs that you are the other woman. If he does not invite you to social events, like his birthday, or the Super Bowl party, Valentine's Day. Now, if he don't take you out on Valentine's Day, now, you should already. But he want to do it on the 16th.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm just saying, certain things, because, honey, even when I was dealing with the guy that had a girlfriend, we went out for Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day. So I guess it all depends on the priorities of that person.
But
or how they...
speaking of that.
Yeah.
And speaking of that Super Bowl party, some females don't like sports.
Yeah, but if she say, babe, like, if she is a big sports fan, and she wants to go to the Super Bowl party, you say, nah, no girls allowed.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like,
well,
you know, all
you
the
know,
rules
and,
on.
In that case, I would bend the rules. If you say no girls, then, hey, I ain't going to go, you know. Because if she want to go and the guy say no, then, hey, stay at home. Watch the game with
exactly.
your girl.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Don't just leave me at the house.
You know, Betty, you can make your own party. Get the popcorn, get the champagne, the liquor, whatever you got at the house.
But what if the reason why, because you know you're the other woman, so what if the reason why he don't want you to go is because his actual main girl is going to be there? That's kind of messed up.
Basically, either the family or the friends, they going to look at it as, wasn't he with that other girl?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get curious and wondering what's going on, and then by the time the other girl done find out, the whole block, the whole street, even the family done found out, and she gonna be end up getting laughed at, and she gonna wonder why everybody laughing at her,
looking dumb.
So.
Also, another sign that you might be the other woman. You can't be online friends.
Bro.
I'm a big stickler for this. He told you he did not have a Facebook, but you looked up his name and he got a Facebook.
Ooh.
He's an idiot. Cause why would you put your name if you're going to tell somebody that you
exactly.
ain't? That's stupid right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to worry about tagging him in any pictures because he acts like your camera phone might steal his soul every time you try to take a picture.
Like, hold up. But you know what?
He does not want to take pictures. Before you say something, that is a major sign. If your man does not want to take any pictures with you. The guy you talking to, I don't want to take no pictures. If you don't have one picture of you and him together, you are the other woman. You are the other woman.
But, and you know what? And speaking of the topic, cheating, I have a homeboy that had cheated on a female, but in the sense of all of that, it turns out the female was a nurse. And he got sick the same day he got caught cheating. So he had to go see the doctor, and turns out she was his doctor. And all us in the room like, wow. Like, it's like, man, prepare your funeral, like, because she is going to mess up your medicine. She going to find some way to get you. If they were talking about snipping, Bo, you better run. But you know, in sense of all that, you need to watch who you dating and watch who you playing, like, real talk.
Yeah. I'm real serious about that picture thing, too. If you don't have a picture with the person you supposed to be, you know, kicking it with, yeah, you might want to rethink that. And if he tells you he doesn't even go on Facebook that much, he's going to delete it. But every time you check his profile picture, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a private Twitter page.
Oh, goodness.
And he don't want you to follow. He don't want y'all to follow each other. That's a sign.
But you know, some guys and also some females, every guy that they date or every female that they date, they don't have no problems taking pictures. They take so much pictures to the point that every girl or every boy that they dated is in a memory book. And when, you know, the new guy goes and looks at the memory book, oh, wow, that's my sister, her ex right there. And her ex right there.
First of all, if we break up, I'm erasing all pictures. Like, there is no, I mean, what do I need them for? We not together no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Like, we're done.
You know,
we are through.
You know what me and my husband do? He can take my cell phone to work, and I can keep his phone. We exchange phones. So I don't know. Yeah, we do that. Because you know that, you know, it's truth there.
Yeah. Because you don't know who calling his phone at what time. Mm.
Yeah,
you know,
we
what
do
they
that.
Say when they call. That's a good way to know, you know, that you trust that person or that person trusts you.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't think I could
do that. Real men and women out there, man. Shout outs to all of them, and most importantly, shout out to her husband for doing that, because I never heard of any man who did that.
Yeah.
I can't even do that. You know?
So
I'd be like, hell nah.
I could do it for like a couple of hours, but a whole day, man.
Yeah, his whole 8 hours.
No.
Because he just got an upgrade, but before he just had his upgrade about a week ago, he always took my phone to work and watched Netflix whenever he felt like wanting to watch it. He could watch it on my phone. But we always trade phones. Even if I'm going out and I say, my phone is dead, he'll say, take mine. And, you know, I'll be going out with his phone. And I'll just keep my phone at home on a charger. We do that.
Well, you know, shout out to Netflix, because that keep us busy at work when we don't have nothing to do. And we be bored, man. For real. Shout out to Netflix for real, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really like Netflix like that, because they don't have one movie that I've been like, I just want to see all the time, which is Poetic Justice. Why don't y'all have Poetic Justice on Netflix?
I just watched that yesterday, to be honest with you. I just watched that yesterday, on Netflix.
On what?
You
got to look it up.
Yeah.
Jazzy, you probably got to look it up.
Yeah, so you got to look it up.
See, it might not be on there today, but it'll be on there tomorrow. It might not be on there, you know, next week. But for real, that's how it is.
I was
Netflix
myself. I had my glass of wine, my popcorn, and I was fixing myself in front of the TV. And I was ready. Girl, I typed in Poetic Justice. They don't got Poetic Justice? Really?
Did you make sure you
took a classic? Stop playing. I was mad.
Right.
I was
but
mad.
But you know what? They don't have the movie Belly 2 on there or Belly on there. You know what? And Netflix, you messing up for that, Netflix. For real.
I messed it up, honey. I was so mad. I was ready. I was like, dang, I can't even. You know how Janet Jackson be eating her popcorn in the movie. I be trying to do like that. I be trying to, you know what I mean, have my little moment with my popcorn, crying and twisting my hair. I couldn't even do that.
God, but you know what? Right. You know what? I got mad earlier this morning because I wanted to watch Belly and it wasn't on Netflix. But when I turned off my Netflix, I was flipping through the channels, and Belly 2 was actually on Century.
It was just on TV.
So you know what? So I was like, okay, you know what? Well, hey, I just went ahead and watched it. Didn't say nothing.
And what
else
be really making me mad is. BET, they play Poetic Justice, but they be beeping out everything. The way they edit their movies be making me so mad.
In that case, you need to stop being cheap. All y'all cheap people around there who too cheap to get HBO and Cinemax and Stars and all that, stop being cheap and get the channels.
Listen, I'm not about to do all that.
I don't have a problem paying the extra $45 a month. It's nothing.
Well, then you send
because...
me $45 and I'll pay it. Shit.
Well, you know what?
Send me $45.
Okay. You know what? You get DirecTV and I will surely pay it for you. How about that?
Nah, I don't want no DirecTV.
Get DirecTV and I will gladly pay it for you.
I don't want that.
So, because I got everything bundled
into one.
We're
stepping off topic, y'all. We're talking about movies, but I was real mad.
Okay.
Ooh, I was mad. I was mad. Y'all do not know how mad I was. But jumping back onto the topic, which are signs that you might be the other woman if he leaves the room to use the phone. Now,
okay.
I'm a person who does this, so I don't see anything wrong. But.
Wow.
Somebody else might be like, oh, you leaving the room to talk on the phone? Why is that? That must be your woman. I do it all the time. It's just kind of like, I don't want you in my business. That's why. Like, why do you need to know who I'm talking to or what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No point. We're not married. So, I just have this thing. If we're not married... We don't live together. We just date and we hang out. And you come over, I go over your house for a few hours, or I sleep over for a couple of days. But we not really together. And I don't even know if I could do it if I was really together with somebody. I'm weird. Y'all should know this by now. I'm very weird when it comes to relationships. I think like a man. I'm not
Oh, that was a good movie, speaking of that, too.
It was. It was funny. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing.
But you know what?
But it was true.
You know, I don't mean to get off topic again, but you know what? Some of these people that... They be trying to be players, and they get played in their ways. They be getting it off those movies. Like, I just watched a movie a couple weeks ago. You know what? I'm being serious, because I watched a movie a couple weeks ago, and it was a movie. They actually made a movie called How to Be a Player.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here watching it. He thought that he was getting away with it.
What's the one with Vivica A. Fox where she was... He was teaching you how to control your man, how to tame your man.
Oh, I know.
I believe two can play that game.
Two can play that game.
Well, you know what?
I'm example. You know, after I watched that movie, I was trying it.
But you know what? I like that three can play that game. I don't know if y'all seen that, but they got that out too. You know, that three can play that game. That was crazy.
Is that on Netflix too?
Yeah, that's on Netflix, too.
I think that's
on
Netflix.
Off yet, though.
I think I've seen that one on Netflix. Three can play that game.
Three can play that game. It was crazy. Fox in it. Doing what she does as always.
But I definitely think if he leaves the room to use the phone, this is one thing, one way I can say that, you know, it's like, all right, he doing something. If one person calls, if you look at the phone and Tanika calls his phone,
and every time
Tanika calls his phone, he get up and walk out the door.
Mm.
So he said, babe, I'm going to be right back.
Mm.
And he go out the door and answer it. Now, something ain't right.
Wow.
Why, Tanika, every time Tanika call you, you got to leave the room? Like, what y'all talking about?
See,
that's one thing I will not tolerate.
Ooh.
That is one thing I will be like, oh, no, boo-boo.
Okay.
We're not about to have that.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo. We're not going to have that. Okay? We're not going to do that.
But, you know, some guys have so much pride into themselves where, you know, anybody that call his or her phone, you know, they'll put it on speakerphone and they be like, okay, you know, conversation.
That's the kind of stuff that I do like, but at the same time, I don't really hear your conversation.
That's my cousin. Oh, my
gotta,
God.
Like, listen,
that's how
I don't
he answers the phone on speakerphone. I'm like, turn that crap off. Don't nobody want to hear all that.
It's like, I don't want to hear what y'all talking about.
That's not exactly.
I want to know that you're not talking about anything inappropriate. So
oh, wow.
That's why you need to be in the room when Tanika calls. So you could just be like, yo, what's up? Yeah, I got the hot dogs for tomorrow. But then again, they might have some kind of cold. And the hot dogs might mean, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
But you know how people do. They will get for real, in deep thought. They will come up with a whole language.
But you know what? I kind of experienced that with two couples that been in Walmart. I've been in Walmart the other day, and they was having it out in Walmart. And all of a sudden, the guy called her phone, and she accidentally mashed speakerphone, and she had the guy name placed as her grandmother's name.
Love.
And the grandmother's name is a guy name. And when she put it on speakerphone, her grandmama said, well, you know you got them toys at my house. I'm like, wow. She's like, what toys? And everybody just started laughing in that section where we was at. Everybody just started laughing because her mom actually broke it down to her in the whole aisle. And everybody just wow. Like, really? You
if
got a man right there and you need a toy?
My thing is, I'm not going to go through all this trouble. Like, it's just too much work. First of all, it's so much work being in a relationship anyway. But then on top of this, to be trying to have two relationships at one time.
Exactly.
It's just kind of like, it's too much.
That's too much.
I can't.
It's too much to be keeping up with, I'm sure. And especially if you have a husband, kids, and a job. How the hell, what?
I mean, when are you going to have time?
Yes.
So y'all going to meet at Food Lion in the third aisle. Like, come on, stop playing. Mm. For real? It's just crazy. I guess I don't have that much patience. I'm just kind of like, I have all this stuff I'm doing. I have all this stuff that I could be doing to use my time productively.
Mm.
Why would I take time to have to deal with not only my man who gets on my damn nerves, but my other man who really gets on my damn nerves? Because then he's like,
okay, sure.
You don't spend enough time to, you know, with me. Or my favorite thing is when a dude calls you and talk to you for 3 or 4 weeks, and then he call you talking about why you ain't call me.
What?
Why did you call me?
Okay.
Like, you wasn't thinking about, like, I miss you. You wasn't thinking about me 3 weeks ago. So, like, I had to cut somebody out a few days ago about that. I was like, dude, get off my phone. Get off my phone. Goodbye. I can't. I said, I don't have the energy for this conversation. I really don't.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of people cheat because, you know, they have so much pride that they ain't gonna get anything. So they keep doing it and keep doing it. And then when the consequences catch up to them, they'd be like, well, damn, I should have listened to them earlier when they was like, you need to chill out with that. And they just keep doing it until the consequences actually kick in, so.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I just can't. It's just so draining. It's so draining to me. To be in a relationship is so draining. So why would you add more stuff to drain you even more? I can't deal with it. I was like, listen, I can't. It was nice knowing you. I was pure stop calling you. It was nice knowing you. You know, we had fun while it lasted, but yeah, I can't. So I'm gonna holler at you.
But I mean, wouldn't you rather somebody that you don't have that much common with instead of somebody that you have everything in common with and y'all just do everything like some white folks? Excuse my race. I love all races, but I'm just saying, you know.
I rebuke that statement in the name of Jesus because I want a relationship like white people. And you know why? Because white people are more in tune with actually spending time with their significant other.
Well, you know what? They more
Most
fun,
of
too.
Them are they, more they into doing fun. That. Black people are like, yo, listen, I don't want you to be around me all the time. Or I don't want to go out on dates. Like, date nights. White people have date nights. Why we don't got date nights? I'm just saying.
No, me and Kevin, we just be like, let's. You want to go? You want to go out and eat? Yeah, we could go. Come on. It's not a specific day, but we do go out, and we've been married for 15
I want a date
years.
Night.
So I don't want a date night.
I
just
want a specific. I want a specific date night, like on Fridays we go out. It's like every week, even if we do something spontaneous on another day, I just want one day out of the week where we is just dedicated to me and that person.
Mm-hmm. But that can be any time through the week, at least once a week.
Don't have to be every Friday.
It could be once a week at least.
Yeah. And it could be spontaneous. But
yeah.
It's like, you know, black people just don't do that. Why is that? That's crazy.
Well, you know, I
think if we spent more time with each other, it would definitely be less cheating because people would realize, okay, I really like this person. I really want to be with them. Instead of just kind of jumping in and out of the situation.
Well, if it's a relationship like me and Kevin, where we both can get along. If you and your boyfriend can't get along, y'all be together stuck in one room one day. Y'all might not get tired of even looking at each other. Not even want to be touched. So it depends on the two people.
Yeah.
What if y'all was both tied together? Y'all was both kidnapped and put in one room, and y'all was just arguing. Y'all just kept arguing and arguing. Y'all can't stand each other. Y'all just got into a big argument. Y'all just got locked in the closet together, and they wasn't going to let y'all out until y'all solved y'all problems. So you mean to tell me y'all just going to stay there, just sit there,
hell
and not
yeah.
work out the problems?
Just go sit there and be quiet.
Well, you must be what's going to starve to death then.
My thing is that I don't even think, and that's the crazy thing, I don't think I've been in a relationship thus far that I can actually say that if we were trapped on a desert island and this was the only person that I was able to talk to or see or spend time with, that I would be happy. I don't think I've dated anyone that's happy. And that's weird. It's kind of like, damn, bitch, when you gonna find somebody that makes you, you know, feel like
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
I guess keep this on. I guess everybody has their own little.
They don't worry about a relationship or about cheating, basically.
Absolutely. Oh, we had a great night. I'm super excited. Yeah. Thank you to Richard Bankhead for coming through and kicking it with us. Also, if you want to go follow him on Twitter, it is at Richard Bankhead. Definitely follow him. If you want to follow me, it's at Princess Jazzy One. Prime time, I know you got one. What is yours?
At My Sensations XL.
And Sexy K, she got one, but we're going to get her up.
Yeah, we need to fix her out with one, seriously.
But definitely, y'all. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in to Tell All Radio every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. And make sure y'all check me out on 6 Man Radio on Saturday, 7:30 until 8:30. I'm going to be kicking it with the Mr. Bad Seed. So definitely tune in then, too. All right?
All
I'll
right.
See y'all later.
Peace. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Sell out, yo, Princess Jazz.